more and more we're hearing about tissue predictors, molecular targeting, and I think a shift towards neoadjuvant therapy where we can really look at these issues. And I know U.S. Oncology has really, I think, a really exciting neoadjuvant trial. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we're excited about it. We are treating women with T2, T3, or T4 clinical breast cancer who have been diagnosed by core biopsy, known to have invasive disease. And then what we're doing is a fine needle aspiration. Our surgeons are doing a fine needle aspiration, simply putting those cells into RNA later, and those are going down to Dr. Lyos Puzdai at MD Anderson to do his microarray analysis to try to predict who's going to get a pathologic CR. And then we're treating patients with 4 cycles of preoperative FEC-100, followed by 4 cycles of Taxotere and Xeloda, and we're using weekly Taxotere there, day 1, day 8, 35 milligrams per meter squared, day 1, day 8, in combination with Xeloda. And then, of course, patients go to surgery. We're also in the wake coming out of ASCO with the very exciting Dr. Buzdar data from MD Anderson with the very enormously high pathologic CR rates with FEC and Taxol with Herceptin. Frankie Holmes, who's the PI on this trial, and myself have been working hard to see if we can expand our current trial to add an additional cohort specifically of HER2-positive patients and to still give the FEC followed by the XT but drop the epirubicin dose down to 75 per meter like Aman Buzdar did in his trial and add in Herceptin and see if we can confirm his very high pathologic CR rate of 67%, I think it was, and also get additional cardiac safety data so that we'll all feel comfortable using that. We just need larger numbers in terms of safety and efficacy there. So I think we're going to do that, Neil. But I am extremely impressed with FEC-100 as a preoperative regimen. You know, I've been an AC followed by Taxotere person in the preoperative setting, but I am very, very impressed with the FEC-100, enormously effective in melting away these breast cancers. Some of my colleagues in U.S. Oncology who have been using the FEC-100 preoperatively had told me that this was very, very highly effective, but I've just recently seen it for myself. It's very effective. So we're seeing a fair number of pathologic CRs with those agents, the FEC followed by the XT. It's ongoing.
Wow. That's good stuff.